no bananas. We have no bananas today.
Banana stand. Okay.
Why in the ground zero? Hot spot.
I don't know, Sparks. But I guess I'd say, if it is just us, it seems like an awful waste of space.
Yeah. This is Ground Zero. Tonight, talking about The Aliens Are Calling, 2010, the year we make contact. Tonight, I'm now going to play you the biggest and best signal of all. It gives us a moment to think about the whole idea of 2010 and the year we make contact. Now, if you remember, Arthur Clarke said in his book that the monolith was created somewhere near Saturn. Now, when Cassini passed over Saturn in 2004, and we talked about this, we're talking about the Lucifer Project, we're talking about all those things. When Cassini passed over Saturn in 2004, a strange sound was heard coming from the planet. The signal has been known as the Saturn Roar. And many people have speculated that the sound could have been Saturnalian machinery or even a coded broadcast from the planet or even from one of its moons. What I'm about to play you is that roar in its original sound. Here it is. That was a very creepy sound. Now, what I want to do now is I've experimented with it a little bit because I wanted to see if there was anything buried within the sounds of that. This is what the sound of Saturn sounds like when you filter it. Here we go. Does anyone hear voices underneath that sound? Does anyone hear any voices? Let's play that one more time so you hear voices. Now, let's eliminate all of the static below, and what you're going to hear is, now, at the beginning of the show, I was criticized because I played a broadcast of the Ashtar Command, and they said, what about a voice in English? Why is it in English? Why isn't it in Portuguese? Why isn't it in any other language? Well, if you remove all the voice, all the static and the weird sounds from the Saturn broadcast, from the Saturn roar, you get an interesting sound. And some people, linguists, who have studied this filtered sound, say that what you're hearing are words in German that say, Die ist die sprechende Erde. Die ist die sprechende Erde. Now listen closely and you'll hear it. Here we go. Die ist die sprechende Erde. The words Die ist die sprechende Erde means this is the language of Earth. Now, what's most ironic about that German signal is that in the movie Contact, starring Jodie Foster, a signal is sent to the radio telescopes at Arecibo, Puerto Rico, and it is discovered that the signal that they're getting is an audio signal. That audio signal contains also an encoded video signal. The video is decoded, and what they see on the screen is a Nazi swastika. It is the broadcast of the Olympic Games in Germany in 1936. Die ist die Sprechen der Erde. This is the language of Earth. This is 2010. The new year, the new decade. And according to Arthur C. Clarke, this just might be the year we make contact. Think of it. All of these signals you've heard tonight are believed to be those coming from voices that are beyond Earth. In a place known as the Serpent's Cauda, Ophiuchus, the den of the serpent. The strange part about Ophiuchus is that when it comes within galactic, when it comes in alignment with Earth in 2012, this will be the time where the heavens will open, and according to the Mayans, the serpent ropes will come down, and we will finally meet our gods. Quetzalcoatl was a serpent god, and many people believe that there are reptilian gods that are among us. Always remember that the first inhabitants of this planet were the dinosaurs. And if we don't wise up, if we don't think, and if we don't bring ourselves to a higher level, we just might end up being dinosaurs ourselves. So think of your global warming, and think of all that when we hear of asteroids and rocks and extraterrestrials and those silver-faced beings pushing their faces up against your window at night. Yes, all the demons and goblins are there, and they await you at Ground Zero. I'm Clyde Lewis. Every Sunday night at 10, I'm here, and I'll tuck you in at night. Good night from Ground Zero.
Dead Rocker, now, 101K UFO, Portland's Rock.